So essentially, in speaking with the applicant, I know that most of these they're generally okay with. There's a few that he has questions on that he and I felt are probably better addressed with the Plan Commission. So with that being said, would you like to go into some of the conditions, specifically basically 24 through 30 were the ones, I believe, that generated the most questions from the applicant?
Or Dan?
Maybe if there's some...
So Ben and I did discuss the conditions this afternoon, and generally, we don't have objection. I think it's just more clarification on some of these. Namely, there were several conditions that required us to clearly delineate and dimension certain things such as landscape easements, conservation easements, buffer yards, whatnot. And it was my thought that at this point in time, because it's preliminary plat, that things are still changing and things will continue to change based on the design engineering of the development. That at this time, we are not comfortable putting or committing to exact dimensioning easements, because we know that things are still in motion. There's a lot of conditions here. I don't remember which ones were specific to that, but say number six. Number 12. Number 16. 17, and so on. I mean, they're all things that we have no issues with at the time of preliminary plat. We can commit to it then. But my contention is final plat. What did I say? Preliminary, I'm sorry. So we're good with the conditions, just that they could be finalized at the time of final plat. So, and then there were a couple more conditions that kind of caused by surprise, one being condition number 26, which says applicant shall depict a 10-foot-wide public recreational multi-use trail along 112th Street in accordance with Map 71 of the Outdoor Recreation Plan. I have a copy of the reference map, and the trail proposed is not included on our property. So I was confused. And I don't know if that sounds like it's a standard comment when we're in proximity to a proposed trail. But without a specification of the trail or whether or not that it is located within the boundaries of the plat or within the right-of-way of 112, we wouldn't want to. We'd like to know more about that.
Oh. So I guess raise your hand if you've read the 2030 trail plan. 7.1, do you know what we're referring to? And that's my point. Very rarely do people reference that every day. So we have a plan here that basically shows a trail in proximity to this subdivision. It's not real clear as far as which property technically it's going to go through. It's meant to be general, I believe, when it was first created. It does show a trail meandering southwesterly along a portion of 112th, and then it meanders southeasterly across the eastern side of the road. The question here and consideration for the Planning Commission is it appropriate to implement the start of a trail plan? And in speaking with Dan, what's interesting is the 2030 master plan does reference an on-street bicycle facility accommodation. Now, how does that get started? I'll be completely honest, I'm relatively new here. I'm not sure what's been done in the past to kickstart that discussion, if it starts at Plan Commission as direction that, yeah, we think this is very valuable, that this is a worthy item to keep on as a condition, or is this something that you don't feel is rising to the top of importance that you would say, I think at this point we'll wait for future development and then require it at that time. To be honest, there's very little guidance in our comprehensive land use plan as far as what kickstarts this. Although when we have a development proposed such as this, you're going to have a lot of residents in this area that might benefit from something like that. So generally speaking, it shows it meandering down a portion of 112th, roughly up to the intersection of the proposed road onto 112th there, what's that, Astor Street, and then it meanders southeasterly away from the property. So, and Dan and I were looking at the map together this afternoon, looking at that, and we both agreed, yeah, it's very general. It doesn't show specificity, so I suggested that we keep it as a condition and allow some potential discussion to happen to see what the thoughts of some of the commission members might be on something like this.
Way back in my past, I was the chair of the Trails Committee for the city. Blame me. But this is exactly what we've been trying to do. In the past, we did not require developers to add trails. We didn't have anything like that. And I will reference Alderman Wilhelm, who's in the audience, about the 51st Street Trail that we had with the port. We do not, the idea of not having specificity is to allow the developer to have some leeway where they put it. I've done lots of research. I can quote it to you if you'd like me to. If the trails go in, property values go up. That's what happens. People like trails. They may not like it if they put after the people put it after the fact, which is why we want developers, or I would like, I should say, I would like to see developers put that trail in before the houses go in, so it's there when the people show up. Then they're going to find that it's a value and they're going to use it to travel, and then if new developers come in on either side or adjacent to this, I know there's already some development there, you will see the trail will get extended. So I would like to see it done. With the developer, you can work it out with the Planning Commission or the Engineering Department, decide where that trail is going. I want to make sure Ken
I think it's a part of this discussion. Well, I can just share with you a little bit of enlightenment, having been around there. The intention was to provide a recreational corridor or a trail, if you would, a multi-use trail that connects Dumfries Lake, the areas west of 116th Street and Mesne Land with Franklin Park, which is the Savannah area and all that. It's beautiful. It was intended to connect that whole environmental corridor. So I do think it's important. The question I think the applicant is raising is somewhat valid, because if you look at the map, in Ryan Creek, actually north of Ryan Road, runs right to the center line of 112th Street and then goes over to the east. So it cuts through the intersection there. So the intent was to be able to facilitate getting through that intersection, theoretically north of Ryan Road, across Ryan Road, and it's probably not much, maybe the corner, maybe right of way, but to be able to go to Point East. Because ultimately, we view that that's a very valuable recreational corridor, and between the city and Milwaukee County Parks, that could be integrated. And I believe the city's also looking at acquiring some potential land for 16th Street. That's right where the trail wants to be. So I don't think anybody's trying to saddle you with a huge burden here, but it makes sense in the long-term planning. So we just need to, I think, find a way to accommodate it. It's difficult. difficult when we don't know the exact alignment. I think at this point there's some flexibility there.
Okay. If I may. So if I follow the map on 7.1 of the recreation plan, it crosses from the property east of 112 in so it comes across here and then it stays in the right of way of 112. So I'm not sure. And there isn't a trail specification that I could find. But in that particular area of our project, we do have some deeper home sites. As long as and you can see that we have a stormwater detention basin planned south, north of what's called Astor Street. So there's very limited room there, but as you head north across the two home sites on the right, 5 and 6, there may be an opportunity to provide some kind of easement, which is probably premature, maybe I'm wrong, but to actually construct a trail of that short of length where it doesn't have a starting point or a termination point. So, I mean, we're here to cooperate if this is really something that's important. I would just also reference that as you cross the street on 112, the alignment of the trail kind of goes through some very environmentally sensitive areas, wetlands, floodplains, river. So, you know, when I started looking at it, I thought, is this trail alignment feasible? And if it is, then we're here to cooperate. If it isn't, we certainly don't want to build 100 feet of trail that's not going anywhere.
Question I have for the assistant city engineer, what are we doing in the ditch? It's going to be closed.
We have an assistant engineer, we can't see us, but we have a little bit of water. I don't think the ditch is 15 feet from when I'm driven by. We certainly haven't seen a proposal to it.
Well, I can't imagine, frankly, as I drive down the street quite regularly, but this street.
As I mentioned before, I think there's, in this particular area of the project, there's likely an opportunity where we can extend that outlot that's shown as outlot one. It's a stormwater basin. If we were to dedicate as an easement 10 feet from the right-of-way of Ryan Road along the right-of-way of 112, I think that it doesn't really... I think we can work that into the plans. So.
Just want to be sure that you're not going to be springing this on the homeowners, because they'll be in here complaining that they didn't know there was going to be a trail. So I just want to be sure that I understand this is kind of new. You and I agree with the mayor that we shouldn't make it burdensome, but I want to make sure
Sure, I think if we could amend the plat to show a 10-foot, or I'm not sure what width, you know, I'd like to keep it as narrow as possible, of course, because we're, but if we dedicated an easement from the north end of Outlot 1 up to Ryan Road, dedicated as for purposes for a public trail. We would like to do an 8-foot easement. But are we obligated to build this trail? Or when? I mean, at what point? I mean, is dedicating the land our obligation? Or I don't want to be married to it too long. You know, it's.
I'll give you the answer. The answer is typically yes.
We'd be happy to look at the specifications of the trail.
Well, let's just put an easement on the map and deal with the price of the network.
Right, and if I may, it sounds like there's room for discussion, but an easement would have to be 20 feet, because if this is a trail to city specs, it's a 10-foot trail with 2-foot shoulders in a 20-foot easement. I don't know what this trail was planned as, though. I honestly haven't heard about it before.
20 is tough. I mean, 20 is tough, and that's going to be encroaching in someone's back. I mean, a usable backyard. Is there a way to do half of it in the right of way, half of it on our property?
It's my suggestion at this point, and I'm in agreement here. I think the problem that we were trying to address in the past was because it's very difficult to get these trails when you have to go out and acquire piecemeal small segments of land. So I don't think that there's a need to build it now because no one knows exactly where it's going to be or as it'll end up in the wrong spot. But there probably is a way that you could commit to providing appropriate space to facilitate that in the future, that there's a commitment, a reservation for a trail easement that doesn't impact your existing development but may potentially skirt part of it. The chances are it would want to be in the street right. But there may be a need to work with topography to meander it to get it away from the street corner that might involve your land. So the thought is some form of legal commitment that you will cooperate if and when the city puts a trail through there and provide that space.
Just question the practicality of 100 feet of trail that doesn't go anywhere or doesn't start anywhere. I mean, I don't think it's that financial burdensome to put a 10-foot trail. I think that's something we can pack. It's just we're going to end up with a 10-foot trail that goes 100 feet. Is there any practical use to that?
Well, as you and I discussed, we got to start somewhere. It's a perpetual argument.
I know. It's
okay, that's kind of good with that place.
Is it something that we can discuss with staff? And then I did have one more question for clarification.
Well, let's back up to 26. As it says, no harm, no foul.
Can we modify the condition? So because the issue I had with the condition is the applicant shall depict a 10-foot wide public recreational trail. It provides no specification. It doesn't provide any detail of where this is to go, anything. So to agree to the condition as is, I would just like to have some kind of flexibility here, or